Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home on this Wednesday morning. Today we are in Psalm 144, and today's reading is a royal psalm that celebrates God's powers and virtues. The enemies and foreigners mentioned in verses 6, 7, and 11 are the nations that oppressed God's people during the exile and after their return. The psalm concludes with a prayer for the nation. And again, this week, God's saving word for us is praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin. Praise the Lord, my protector. He trains me for battle and prepares me for war. He is my protector and defender, my shelter and savior, in whom I trust for safety. He subdues the nations under me. The Lord, what are mortals that you notice them? Mere mortals that you pay attention to us. We are like a puff of wind. Our days are like a passing shadow. O Lord, tear the sky open and come down. Touch the mountains and they will pour out smoke. Send flashes of lightning and scatter your enemies. Shoot your arrows and send them running. Reach down from above, pull me out of the deep water, and rescue me. Save me from the power of foreigners, who never tell the truth, and lie even under oath. I will sing you a new song, O God. I will play the harp and sing to you. You give victory to kings and rescue your servant David. Save me from my cruel enemies. Rescue me from the power of foreigners who never tell the truth and lie even under oath. May our sons in their youth be like plants that grow up strong. May our daughters be like stately columns which adorn the corners of a palace. May our barns be filled with crops of every kind. May the sheep in our fields bear young by the tens of thousands. May our cattle reproduce plentifully without miscarriage or loss. May there be no cries of distress in our streets. Happy is the nation of whom this is true. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. In today's key verse is Psalm 144, verse 15. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. You know, it's interesting as the psalmist is going through this list of things and just continually praising God for who he is, his protector, his defender, his shelter, his savior. He is the one that we can trust for our safety. And then to wonder, but why? We're mere mortals. God, what are we to you? Why do you pay any attention to us? But we have that satisfaction in knowing that God has his reasons. He has chosen to love us. He has chosen to send his son Jesus to die for us so that we can have eternal fellowship with him in glory. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful God that we serve. I praise you, Lord, because you are my protector and defender, my shelter and my savior, in whom I trust for safety. Reach down, O God, and embrace me in your loving care. Amen. Well, again, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Psalm 145, a hymn proclaiming God's greatness. Until then, may you walk in God's protective care. Amen. See you tomorrow.